Today's Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Chav Tes Omud Beis. We're learning Simen Yud Ches, which is the proper time, Zman Tzitzis, the proper time that one is obligated to wear a garment Tzitzis on it. And the Mechaber starts off and says, Laila Lav Zman Tzitzisu. Nighttime is not the proper time to wear Tzitzis because the Pasuk says, the Imit may Veriisem Oso. It limits it to the time that you can see it, and at nighttime you can't see it. Leha Rambam, according to the Rambam, Kol Masha Lovesh Balaila, according to the Rambam, any garment that you wear at nighttime is exempt from having tzitzis on it, even if it's a garment that's a day garment. You wear your talis during the nighttime, you don't have to have tzitzis on it. You could technically take off the tzitzis. But any garment that you wear during the daytime, even if it's a nighttime garment like pajamas, if you're wearing your pajamas during the day, you need to put tzitzis on them. This is the sheet of the Rambam. This also brought down how goes my money is Rashi Shita. L'harash, however, kisus hamiyuchad laila potter afilu lov shabayom. If you're wearing a designated nighttime garment, i.e. pajamas, and you wear them during the day, the Rosh says you're not obligated. Even if you have four corners on it, it doesn't need tzitzis. However, kisus hamiyuchad layom, if you're wearing a daytime garment, o layom v'layla, or it's a garment that is designated for the daytime and the nighttime, then you have to have tzitzis on it, even if you wear it at nighttime. The Rama adds over here, and he says, Haga usafek brachos lahakel. We always go in matters of the Rabbanon by brachos lahakel, and therefore alkein ein levarech halav elak shalovish bayom v'hu miyuchad gam kein layom. He says that therefore, whether you hold like the Rambam or the Rosh, everybody agrees that for the bracha, since there is a safek, you only wear during the daytime a daytime garment to make a bracha on. All the others, you may wear them at other times, but you don't make a bracha. Mishnah Brura and Sif Katan Aleph brings down that even according to the Rambam, who says you only make a bracha and wear tzitzis during the daytime, even if it's a daytime garment at night, it's not obligated. He says no problem in wearing such a garment Friday night, where there's a problem of carrying. Nevertheless, mikol mokom mutar lotzeis l'rishus harabim b'leil Shabbos betalis imat tzitzis v'lo havi masui. It's not called a burden. It's not called carrying because the tzitzis noi habegid v'tachshita. It serves as an ornament to the garment, and therefore it's no problem, even according to the Rambam, to wear it Friday night. In Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Brura adds that this statement not to make a bracha is haynu davka linyan bracha. That's only in regards to the bracha. Aval also lilbosh kesush shalayla bayom below tzitzis. But you can't wear a pajama during the daytime that's a four-cornered pajama without putting tzitzis on it. You wouldn't make a bracha on it, but you have to put tzitzis on it. Likewise, if you're wearing your regular suit that has four corners on it at nighttime, you should also have tzitzis on it, mishum sofik. He says, Nira da Hashaliach Tzibur Halovish Talis Balaila. If the Chazan is wearing a talis at nighttime, Ain Sarach Livdog Hatzitzis. You don't have to check those tzitzis. The Bechagon Zeh Bevade Nuchalismach Al Cheskosan Shemikavar. There you can rely that they had a kosher tzitzis the last time they were put on, and you don't have to check them if the Chazan is wearing a talis at night. We'll talk more about the Chazan wearing a talis at nighttime in a moment, but now in footnotes 1 and 2 in Dirshu, he brings down several interesting points. The Prima Godim Mistapek, he's not sure if you're wearing a nighttime garment like a pajama, im yochol lachzor bo v'liyachado l'chsus yom. You want to change it. It was a pajama, but now you want to wear it as a shirt. Kivin she'enu mechuseres maisa, there's nothing lacking, you're just changing it with your thought. Maybe it's not a problem over here of tasev lo min osui. On the other hand, maybe it is, and therefore one shouldn't be able to go and just switch this garment to being a daytime garment without having to undo the tzitzis and put the tzitzis back on. He brings down the Shelus Tshuvus Noz Desha, Shemuchusa Machshava, just this lacking of a change of opinion, what you want to use it for, is Muchusa Maisa. Therefore, Yesh Bazeh Psul Shel Tasev Lo Min Osui, and you can't just do that. You'd have to undo the tzitzis and then redo them. The Eishel Avram Mibochach says he's not sure. He thinks it's not Tasev Lo Min Osui, but is left with the Tzorich Iyun. Can you make tzitzis at night? Prim Godim says, Sha'af L'shitzis HaRambam, who says that you're not chayiv to wear tzitzis on a garment at nighttime, mutal asosa b'layla, you can put the tzitzis on the garment at nighttime, that's not a problem of tasev lo min osui. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, and as well as brought down in the Dim Hanhagos in the name of the Chazon Ish. I do recall seeing other opinions that it might be preferable, however, not l'chatchila, to make tzitzis at night, but if you made them at night, they certainly are kosher. The Igros Moshe points out that if somebody doesn't wear a talis katan at nighttime, well, that may not be necessarily recommended, but that wouldn't fall into the category of onshin al kach bi'idno derischa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes has an anger against the Jewish people and punishes those that aren't wearing tzitzis especially. And therefore, this would not apply for a person not wearing a talis katan at nighttime. In Dirshu footnote 5, he brings down also in the name of Ramosha that Misha Hisir es Talis Katan Belaila, if you took off your Talis Katan at nighttime, don't go and put it back on. Although I remember hearing from Arivim, unless you intend specifically to put it back on, then it's certainly not a problem. And he says, Ein Isir el Talis Gadol. He says, even putting it back on, the Talis Katan is not a problem. It's only putting on a Talis Gadol that would be a problem, and certainly we wouldn't make a brach on it. I remember hearing from Hagoyen Rav Moshe Wolfson Shlita, as a very young boy, telling us the importance of wearing a talis katan at all hours of the day, including the nighttime, bringing various stories to support this, and that certainly is, I believe, the preferred idea, that one should leave on his talis katan at all times. One shouldn't specifically not wear it at nighttime, but once one takes it off to shower or something like that, if he didn't have in mind that he was going to put it back on, so then there are opinions like Rav Moshe who says that you shouldn't put it back on. In terms of sleeping with your talis katan, the Mishnah Berurah will discuss this in more detail in Siman Chaf Aleph. The Ramah then continues and says, V'achar tfilas arvis, afal pishadayin yomu, ein levarach alav. If one puts on his talis after Mariv, even though it's still daytime, he daven Mariv early, Ramah paskins that one should not make a bracha. Ubalel yom hakipurim, yisate ba'od yom levarach alav. Therefore, when one wears a talis on Yom Kippur night, Leil Yom Kippur, right before Kol Nidre, we put on our talisim while it's still daytime in order to get around this concern of making a bracha on the talis after you've davened Marav or after it's night. In Sivkot and Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ubetainis tzibur shalovshin talis v'mincha, on a day like Tisha B'Av, where we don't put on our talis in the morning and we only wear it at mincha time, yosir es talis kishagia levarchu. If you've been wearing it all afternoon, or you daven mincha right before Marav, you should take it off before you say barchu. Me'achar de'achshav ein lovshin talis el l'mitzvah tzitzis, because we only wear our talis gadol for the mitzvah tzitzis, and if people see you wearing it at nighttime, it would appear that you were wearing the tzitzis at nighttime, because of the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis at nighttime, which is not the way we paskin. But the chazan davening for the amud, if he's not wearing a jacket, he doesn't have an outer coat, it's pasnish, it's not proper covered for the tzibur, that the chazan should be wearing just a shirt, pshito de lo yosir atalas miolav, he can leave the talis on in that situation. The Mishnah Berurah adds in Sivkot and Hay, v'chola over elav ne'ateh v'tzorach l'sateh. In general, one davening for the Amud should be wearing a talis, implying that this would be even for Marav as well. Uvelechem chamudus kosav, the afa omer kaddish yosam, even one who's just saying kaddish yosam, l'fne'ateh for the tzibur, they used to have one person saying it, not the custom as we have that many people say it, yisateh v'mnei kovat tzibur, should also put on a talis for the covet of the tzibur, but of course, v'eino mavorech alav wouldn't make a bracha when you're putting on a talis for covet at tzibur. As we pointed out previously, many suggest that you borrow someone's talis, not use your own talis, and have in mind that you're not putting it on for the mitzvah of tzitzis, but that you're only wearing it over here l'shem kovet atzibur. In Sivkot and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah adds that the reason that you wear a talis in this situation is lihidamos lamalochim shemutafim levonim, that on Yom Kippur, when we put on our talis, we're wearing it at nighttime, that we should resemble the malochim who are engulfed in white. Ulekach lo yisiro balayla arachar tilas arvish al motzi Yom Kippurim. And that's why when you've been wearing your talis on all day Yom Kippur, you don't take it off until after Mariv on Matzah Yom Kippur. The Shari Tshuva as well brings this down in the name of the Shiuri Knesset HaGdola. We pointed out that you only are supposed to make the bracha on the talis during the daytime. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin says, Avolem Eichar Lis'atef Ad Laila. But if you haven't put on the talis on Yom Kippur, for example, until it's after nighttime, Shuv Lo Yivarach, then you don't make a bracha, because Shem Alochik HaRambam, because maybe we pass it like the Rambam that says that a daytime garment worn at night, you do not make a bracha on it. Umashma midivir amogin Avraham, he says, Afilu ben hashmoshus mutu levarech atzeis hakochavim. Here you're allowed to take the ben hashmoshus period of time and make a bracha. Normally we say ben hashmoshus is this indeterminate period of time, and we assume it could be day or could be night, so one might have thought that you can't assume that it's daytime in this regard for the bracha on the talis. However, here he says, the reason isn't day or night. Here the reason is, Re'isem also, and therefore, mashma kozma shenucha leros, and you can see it during the ben hashmoshus period of time, and therefore, he would paskin that you can make a bracha on the talis ben hashmoshos, and so is the psak of Derech HaChaim, and he brings down the Sefer Mati Ephraim, Re'isi Shemachmir Bezeh. The Mati Ephraim says better not to, and that's why people are very careful to put on their talis before it is after the Shkia on Yom Kippur evening. The Mishnah Berurah concludes this and says, if you're not certain if it's Beinash Moshes or not, then Bivada Yuchel Avarach, because even if you don't want to rely upon what we just said, the Das of Tosos and the Rosh is that Ksus Yom Chayeb Alayla. You have to make a bracha according to these opinions, even if you wear a garment and it's Vaday night. Therefore, when you're in doubt as to whether it's Beinash Moshes or not, you can certainly rely upon this opinion to make a bracha. V'agro b'veyurav mitzadev gam kin l'shitazu, and the Gro agrees to this as well. Sif Beis, Sedinim, Afal Pisha Odom Yoshein Behen Baboker, In Matilim Behem Tzitzis. He was sleeping at night with a cover on top of him, and he's sleeping extends into the morning hours. So you might have thought that this is four-cornered cover requires tzitzis on it, so he says, no, this does not require tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches explains, Mipnei She'ikor Tashmishun Balayla, because this is something you wear at nighttime. Uksus Laila Mikre, this is no different than a pajama. Af Lefizeh Loya Potter Rak LaRosh. But of course, this would only work according to the Rosh. The opinion is that a pajama doesn't require tzitzis even if worn during the day. Avol HaRambam Tzus Laila Chayim Bayom Chayim. It would obligate you in tzitzis on this cover. Others say that there's another reason not to put tzitzis on your cover. If you only have to put tzitzis on a garment that you wear or that you're engulfed in, you're enclosed in it. Not something that you have on top of you. V'yesh Cholkin brought down the name of Tosos. Cholkin usviru luhu dafilu im yatsia tachto beget shel arba kanfos chayibet tzitzis. No, they would say that you would have to go in this situation and put tzitzis on a cover. Therefore, the Magen Avraham writes, Yasa Kerenachas Agula, best to make one of the corners of your cover round and off. V'yetz alibet the kuliyam, and this way you have no problems according to anybody. However, mashma midvarav de'in lahachmer bezeh, that we're not knowing to be machmer on this, only if it was a cover made out of wool. Avalobish al pishno shaminim, but not covers made out of other materials. And indeed, the Chazon Ish in Dirshut footnote 10 writes, Potter l'chol hadeos in this situation, and he says that if one is mekel and doesn't round off one of the corners, yesh ami lismoch. Siv Gimel, me'ema sa mevorech la tzitzis v'shachar. What is the earliest time that one can make the bracha on the tzitzis in the morning? Mishiyakir ben tcheles shebo l'lovin shebo. The Mechaber writes, when you can tell the difference between the blue strands of the tcheles and the white strands, the other fringes. The Mishnah Berurah says this is the same shear as the time that you can tell the difference between a friend who is rogilimo, a friend that you recognize, at a distance of four amos. Is this time of Mishiyakir? There are many, many different opinions. The Prima Gadim says this is 6 minutes after Olos HaShachar. Olos HaShachar is somewhere between 72 and 90 minutes before dawn, Hanetz HaChama. The Minchas Yitzchak says this is 15 to 30 minutes after Olos HaShachar. The Kaf HaChaim says this is about an hour before Hanetz HaChama. The Nivresha says that this is 52 minutes before Hanetz HaChama. The Gomer Shlomo Zalman says that it's 50 minutes. The Olas HaTomit said it's 42 minutes. The Igros Moshe says 35 to 40 minutes before Hanetz. The Stipler says it's 36 minutes before Hanetz. And Hervel Yashiv said it was 30 minutes before Nates. These are all found in Dirshu footnote number 12. You see, there are many different opinions as to when Mishiyakir is. One of Biyotze, all of the different opinions, it is best to make the bracha sometimes after 30 minutes before Nates Achama, or of course after Nates Achama. Under extenuating circumstances, especially if a person has to go to work, or during times of the year when Olas HaShachar is very late, one can certainly rely upon these more lenient opinions. The Ramah continues and says, Im levosho me olos hashachar ve'elich, if you in fact put on the tzitzis after olos hashachar, after dawn, anytime afterwards, yesh omrim the mevorech lov, one can even make the brach on it, and he writes, v'chein noagin, based upon the Mordechai, one can rely upon this opinion. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Bir Hagra, Shaposa Kedasa Shulchan Aruch, who says, no, we follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. You shouldn't make the bracha before Mishiyakir. Free Megadim Katsav, Imashor Dechuka, under extenuating circumstances, if you're in a rush, you can rely upon this to even put it on a little bit earlier from the time of dawn. As I mentioned already, one should certainly wait to a time of Mishiyakir if one can. This is the opinion as well of the El Yoraba. If you made the bracha too early, you shouldn't make another bracha, because maybe the halacha is like the Rosh, who says that even if you're wearing Ksus Yom Balayla, you are chayiv, and therefore don't repeat the bracha. Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva on the very extenuating circumstances when even after the conclusion of davening, it's still not yet Olos HaShachar. Rav Moshe says, Ein olav kol kach chiyuv lachakos ad sheyigyas man. If you really have no choice, you can take your talus off earlier and rely upon the fact that you're wearing a talus katan during the daytime to be yotzei the mitzvah properly. Finally, the Rama concludes, Vim levashu kodem l'chein, if you put on your tzitzis before olas ha-shachar, what should you do? For example, kagom b'slichos, lo yivarech alav, you don't make the bracha then, ukishiyar hayom, yimashmish bo v'yivarech. And then when day comes, when it's the proper time to make the bracha, go and adjust the talis, which we'll see the Mishnah Berurah says means the tzitzis on the talis. And the purpose of this is pointed out in Dirshu note 14, it looks like you're putting on the talis now. And this is as opposed to the opinion of the Tashbates, who says that you can just adjust the talis and not the tzitzis themselves, but it's preferable to adjust the tzitzis themselves as well in order to fulfill the mitzvah properly. We'll learn in Simen Tov Kuf Pei Aleph that Al Kain Lo Yilbash Os Talis Shelo O Shel Hakol. If a person's putting on talis, he's the chazan for slichos, or he's davening for whatever the reason earlier than the zman, and he's putting on a talis, he shouldn't wear his own talis, because then he'll have to make a bracha or put himself into a situation where he has a problem with the bracha. Therefore, better to put on a borrowed talis or someone else's talis in that situation, so he's only putting it on lechavod velo leknosa for the mitzvah of tzitzis. Shlomo Zalman also points out, you may forget to make the bracha when it is the proper time, and then you'll be mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis below bracha. That concludes today's shir.